Maybe we can go to the letters today of Luisa.
Letter number 21 to Sister Remigia. Fiat in voluntate Dei. My good daughter in the divine volition, thank you for your wishes, and from the heart I return them to you just on this Christmas evening as I am writing you. The celestial baby is born, even more since he is born in every instant. In every good act we do, every time we abandon ourselves in his arms, and every time we cry out from the depths of our heart, Lord, I want to do your will, the dear little one repeats his birth. So I won't wish you his birth since he is born, but rather to make him grow, to love him, and then to warm him, because he is shivering with cold and his little lips are livid, so freezing is the air. He wants your ardent kisses, the air of your love, to warm him. His limbs are numb, and he wants your works, your movements done for love of him, as clothes to be covered with, and as food, he wants his will reigning in you. So this is my wish, that you raise me the divine infant and make him happy, and that you give your will into his little hands to play with, so that after all the tears he sheds, he may find you to make him smile. And then the dear little one wants to entrust you with another task, that you make all the girls around you know that they each possess Jesus in their hearts, and you must teach them how to make him grow. If you do this, you can be tranquil, because you will form many tabernacles for little Jesus. However, I do not want, nor does Jesus want, that you lose peace. Look for the divine will in everything, and your being will become continuous prayer in everything. It is not the words that form prayer, but our union with the divine will. And then all is sacred, holy, and prayer within us. And then peace is the eye of our acts. And therefore, it will show you how to love Jesus and make him loved. Don Benedetto returns your wishes and blesses you. Pray for me as I need it very much. I leave you closed in the fiat. Be careful not ever to leave it. And I ask the dear baby to bless you. Your most affectionate aunt, the little daughter of the divine will. Corrado, December 25th, 1935. Amen, fiat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So how is Jesus gonna grow in us? How is Jesus gonna grow in us? How is he gonna be able to grow in each one of us? I think, first of all, it has to be able to live in us, to be able to be born in us. And just by virtue of our baptism, we possess that gift of receiving the divine life operating in us. We become the indwelling place of the Blessed Trinity. For the first time in baptism, God is able to basically to shower the creature with his own life, to use the words of the Catechism, the Church, to share his life with the creatures. And we know that his life is divine, so it's a participation of the divine life. The creature being filled with divine life, just as we continue to be filled with that divine life running through us every time we receive the sacraments in the state of grace. So how is Jesus going to repeat his life with us, in us, the little Jesus? Of course, here, I think she's referring, Elizabeth Carretta is referring to the child baby, to Jesus. This letter is dated on December 25th, 1935, on the occasion of Christmas. But if we take it a little bit farther and see how is Jesus going to repeat his life in us? How is he going to grow in us? Well, now through this understanding, we know that he grows every time he's able to repeat his life in each one of us. Every time, every morning that you give your will to him, every morning that we give our day to him, every time that we allow him to be in us, then really becomes a reality what, again, the Church teaches us in 521 of the Catechism, that everything that he did is able to do it in us and us in him. So our Lord Jesus grows in us the more the more acts that we do in union with his will, the more we give ourselves to him in that way, constantly, constantly. By the way, this is the way also to remain in constant prayer. This is the way to pray without ceasing, as St. Paul in his letters ask, pray without ceasing. This is really the way to remain in that way. This is the way to fulfill basically the Carmelite spirituality, to have constant awareness of the presence of God in everything we do. Isn't that what the Carmelites are called to reflect? So no reason really to be asked to choose either or, but how is Jesus going to grow in us? Again, through every single act. The more I allow our Lord operate in us, I mean in me, the more he can grow in each one of us and repeat his life in us. And then in that way, I can say that I'm really disposing myself, giving myself constantly to the Lord, so that the original design that God intended for all of us may be fulfilled and accomplished in me, in each one of us. So that the design, remember, we are predetermined to reproduce the image of God in us. I mean, the image of the Son of God in us, so that we may become one of the many. He is the first one of many that will follow. And this is the way. Allowing him to repeat his life in each one of us, letting him, in this case, letting the Holy Spirit mold us and shape us, shape the image of Jesus in us through every single act. Because it's not even us who, this is another thing that sometimes we think we are the ones who do it. We only give our human acts. We only give our yes, our fiat, our consent, and he is the one who does the rest. He's the one who transforms all these acts into, he gives the value of a divine act, basically. And we creatures are called to just give this gift that he gave us, our human will, to him. So when Luisa Picaretta says, advises the sister, let the child Jesus grow in you. I think in a practical way, in a very simple way, now that we understand these writings, we have these writings also, we understand that it is through the human acts in union with his will that he will be able to grow in us, and is the way that we are able to fulfill what the church calls us to do in the Catechism 381, to be one of the many. Even Adam, we can say, if we go back to the book of Adam, Adam is formed in the image of Christ. And you may say, how can this be, since Christ didn't come into existence until so many years and centuries later? But remember, in the eternal mode of God, there is only one present. So the first idea of God the Father is his son, Jesus. So just to give an example, when he, just imagine that God the Father is saying, if my son Jesus had to be human, how will he look like? He has that image in his mind already. And based on that image, he forms the first Adam. And in that image of his son, just as Adam is created in the image of the Son of God, we are called to be, to reproduce now that image in us. So Luisa Picaretta is already telling this sister, let the child Jesus grow in you. And now we know how to let that image grow in us. Basically, we know how to recover the likeness that we lost. That image that was distorted in the fall, now is being restored in baptism. That's why baptism is so important, and the rest of the sacraments, because they continuously help us to now retain the image, the restored image of Christ, of God in us, and to grow in the likeness, into the likeness of God. So in a special way, by letting the child Jesus, by letting Jesus grow in us, then we grow into the likeness of God. And this is what Luisa Picaretta is telling this sister. And then he says, teach them, teach the girls, teach the others to love Jesus. Make the divine infant happy. Put your will into his hands so he can play with, so that after all the tears he shed, he may find you to make him smile. I don't know, you have read Saint Teresa of Lisieux, her letters, her writings, and how she expresses her love for Jesus in a very similar way. That she wants to be basically a little entertainment for Jesus. She wants Jesus to come and be entertained with her, that she wants to love Jesus, that she wants to love Jesus with all these simple acts, very close to what we know through the Book of Heaven. Because here, to give an example of Saint Therese, she says, I want to love you with the simple act of picking up the pen, picking up a pencil. But now it's a little bit moving a little bit higher. If I say, Jesus, come and pick up this pencil in me. Come and do it in me. Now suddenly he's able to repeat his life in me. And this is the way, again, it grows in us. So, of course, all of these prayers of the saints in the past, of course, they have their merits. And Jesus, our Lord, is so happy with the saints. Each one of them, they have their own mission. But here the call is really to come back to the possession of the will of God operating in us. Mr. Picarreta says that you make all the girls around you know that they each possess Jesus in their hearts. Very similar to the first sermon of our Lord Jesus to the children in Egypt. Look around, you have a Father in heaven. He lives in your hearts. Say with me, I love you, my Father who lives in my hearts, who lives in my heart, something like that. And our Lord Jesus tells the children to repeat when he teaches. So to be in that union, our prayers have to be in that union of his will, so that everything we do becomes a prayer, and that will be for us, it constitutes basically our peace. I think in one of the parts of the Book of Heaven, our Lord says that peace is one of the signs that those who try to live in the divine will, they are getting close to the possession that our Lord will give those who try to live in this way, those kind of consolations, to have that peace that the saints possess, even in the midst of trials and persecution. Just imagine so many martyrs knowing that they will die a tragic death, a horrible death, and yet they were so peaceful and joyful. So I think that's something that we can take for tonight, to really be aware that our Lord Jesus wants to repeat his life in all of us. And this is the way that he grows in us, through every single act. So I think we can finish here. Then I'll answer some questions after the prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us give thanks to the Lord for all the graces we have received, especially for the grace to know these writings through the servant of God, Luisa Picarreta. And let us ask the Lord that through his Holy Spirit, we may continue to grow in the knowledge and understanding of this divine science, that we may truly arrive to the possession of his divine will operating in our souls. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon each one of you and remain with you forever. Amen.